Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom, for KER Politics. Got the show divided up into four segments as we normally have them divided up. We're going to talk about, obviously, what we feel are the four most important topics relating to America today. We're going to start out with the economy because the economy is a very, very important topic right now. Certainly important for Big Al. As you know, I live somewhat out of the mainstream. I'm about a 40-minute drive from the next major city, which happens to be Bellingham, Washington. I have cut down my travel because of the price of gasoline. It cost me $85 to fill my tank, and so I've cut my trips down into Bellingham to buy groceries or what have you to a minimum. It's gotten me extremely well organized, I will say that. But I am taking advantage of some of the nuances that are new to our society that I find to be in a very effective way to deal with some of the hardships that we're facing, i.e. the high cost of fuel. It's actually easier for me and much more cost effective to call a grocery store and have them deliver. The delivery fee continues to be $9.95. Regardless of how much you spend, I'm taking advantage of that, and it's working for me. Jimmy, one of my favorite numbers when we talk about the status of the economy is the employment numbers. I'm pretty skookum to the fact as to realizing that employment numbers are very, very easy to manipulate, and they are manipulated constantly. What do you have to say about the current employment numbers, which are down to about an unemployment number of 3%, which is unheard of?
Yeah, so the employment numbers are the unemployment numbers, the numbers that they just came out with new jobs today. That was 390,000 jobs for the May report, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. The market had estimated about 328,000 jobs, but 390,000, obviously, that's a pretty big jump, or better than the expectations. However, we're still talking about retail jobs falling by 61,000 jobs, merchandise stores, apparels, and garden supply stores. And then, of course, one of the big increases has been in hospitality. People are going back to work, going on hotels, taking a few more vacations, and of course maybe trying to get out to dinner. That's still 7.9% below the 2020 February 2020 levels. Mm-hmm. So we haven't reached the numbers that we when we locked down our economy in 2020. So the administration's saying, we're getting back and these employment numbers are going to be great. There's a lot of different information out there that needs to be considered when you're considering this numbers. And I'll tell you, you can see by the markets, it's not that great news, because in fact, the markets are actually falling today across the board sometimes S&P, I think, down by 2.5% at this time we're recording. And of course, Dow's down by 1%. We'll see how that goes throughout the day. But basically, you're seeing some areas where you've got job growth. You're seeing some areas that are losing jobs. The biggest problem here is how many people walked out of the workforce because of COVID and haven't gone back in. So they're not looking for work, and those numbers aren't reflected. And we're showing over 11 million jobs that we still need to fill in America that are not being filled. These all have a very big impact overall on our economy.
Well, they really do. I used to do a segment on a radio program with a real expert on unemployment. His name was John. I forgot John's last name, but I'm sure all of our regular listeners know who he is. He could take the employment numbers, put enough truth into them that people would understand that when things appeared, according to the press, to be looking good, they were actually looking very, very negative. The real harbinger, for lack of better terms, or thermometer of business in the United States, business activity, et cetera, in the United States is the markets. And the markets continue to be absolutely abysmal. For my sake and for the sake of my buddies who are on our blog, I really hope that the markets turn around, because I know you guys are invested as I am, because being invested really is a smart place to be right now. You have to do something. You either have to have your money in cash, which I think is kind of silly, or you have to roll the dice and be in one of the markets. Jimmy, any comment?
Yeah, I think, you know, the other thing that we have to figure, because, you know, you can manipulate these numbers, you've got to figure that we are not seeing the full effect of inflation on economic growth and potential GDP issues. And I, as I've predicted and said, you know, the first quarter was a surprise, a decline in the GDP. It wasn't that much of a surprise to me, primarily because inflation was so high and our GDP growth didn't keep up with that. And you're very likely to see the same thing in this quarter, which would indicate a recession, two consecutive quarters of negative growth.
Right.
And of course, you know, with oil and gas prices, energy prices so high, you're going to see higher prices in every bit of transportation and every bit of manufacturing, and just the ability to go to work back and forth. These things are going to have a huge impact. And of course, the summer travel season is going to be affected by these high prices, which really affects everything in our economy. So I really do believe that the numbers, one day's report that showed a semi-positive role with more job growth than expected, is not going to save us from the problems, that the institutional problems we have, inflation right now, overspending by the federal government, and of course the policies that are restrictive, regulatory policies that are slowing U.S. domestic energy production and forcing imports while we're in the middle of a crisis around the world.
Yeah, I find that to be interesting that we've got gas prices of, I'm paying right now at Costco, I'm paying $5, over $5 a gallon for premium gas, because I have to put premium gas into my car. And I find it fascinating that we have gone from being energy self-sufficient to paying an exorbitant price, a price almost as high as the Canadians are paying for gas. And that's truly, truly because of the direction of the President of the United States, who I maintain did, the election was stolen from us. And I have to agree with Jerry when you say that. CFS also, you say that. So I think we have to quit saying we lost the election. We did lose the election, just like a bank loses money when there's an effective robbery. We were robbed. Jimmy, wrap it up. We got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, so I'm very worried about the regulations that have been put in place in order to force people, the federal government, the Biden administration, using regulatory edicts from the White House to restrict oil development, gas development, pipelines, and that are increasing our need to import oil while simultaneously, in, you know, skyrocketing prices and forcing prices so high, with a stated agenda by the Energy Secretary, by the Vice President, by the President himself, that, hey, look, force people into electric cars, force people into a different mode of transportation to get away from carbon fuels.
Right.
That is an impossible task. It will not solve the problem. But the policies are trying to intimidate and force Americans to change, not just Americans, but the world, to change policies based on a notion that somehow we're destroying our economy destroying the world with carbon. And I think that's a very dangerous precedent to set, and it's causing a lot of economic damage.
Very dangerous. Stick around, you guys. Big Al and Jimmy are going to be right back. We're going to take the whole next hour of the show, and we're going to talk about topics of major concern to us. Stick around.